Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Beis, and we are on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah as we continue, the last Mishnah related to Ben Sorer Umara here in Perek Ben Sorer Umara. Says the Mishnah, Ben Sorer Umara Nidan al Shem Sofa. Ben Sorer Umara, as we know, famous line, is judged based on his sof, not on what he did already, but what his present actions say about what he's going to do. Al Shem Sofa, Yamuz Zakai, Val Yamuz Chayev. Let him die Zakai before he does all these terrible things that we see in his actions that he's going to do, Val Yamuz Chayev, and he shouldn't die after he has done them. And again, as we said yesterday in the Gemara, it could be that Ben Sorer Umara never happened, but the messages of his behavior is what is important for us in terms of his overeating and drinking and everything else that goes along with his behavior. But because the misa of a rasha is good for them and good for the world. It's good for them because they don't get any more earn any more punishment. That the world is not negatively affected by them. For tzaddikim, it is bad when they die because they can't do any more mitzvahs. And the model person for the world is also gone. Yayin, and once we say what's good for tzaddikim and rusham, we add on a couple of more. Yayin, vishena, wine and sleeping. L'rishayim hanal lehem v'hanal l'olam. It's good for rishayim because they fall asleep or they get drunk or they can't do anything negative. V'hanal l'olam, and it's good for the world because the world is not, again, negatively affected by their actions. V'letzadikim ra lohem v'ra l'olam. And for tzaddikim, the opposite, because if they're drunk or sleeping, so then they can't be involved in mitzvos and they can't have an effect on the world. Right? That's why yayin is generally not something good. That's why the Abu Draham asks in his commentary, you know, why is it that on Purim we have a chayiv inish levesume idea? You know, why is that? Usually you look throughout the Torah, you know, wine is not something that's associated with positive behavior, right? We have Lot and we have Noach. Right, so why is wine? So he says that Purim is different in that all the nisim happen through Mishteh. Dafka through Mishteh, so it's recognizing that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did through Mishteh. How exactly one fulfills that is a topic of a separate shir that we've touched on in the past. You know, Chayev Inish Levesume, the Meiri writes, we know in Megillah Daf Zayin, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Purim, it can't be that the Rabbana would be misakein a mitzvah that would lead to Chil Hashem Chas V'Shalom. So it obviously cannot be the way that we fulfill that cannot be anything that crosses the line of Chil Hashem. So one has to know exactly how to fulfill that halacha of Chayev Inish Levesume in the way that it could bring to Kiddush Shem Shemayim and Kiruv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, but that's Yayin V'Shena in general. Next, Pizur L'Rishayim, being scattered and not being all connected for Rishayim, Hana Olahem is good for them. Why? Because when Rishayim are all together and they can plan their negative actions, that is worse. V'Hana Olam, and Hana, it's good for the world because they're not totally connected, and therefore the world is not negatively affected. V'Lit Tzadikim, Ra'alohem V'Ra'alohem. And for Tzadikim, it's bad for them if they're not connected, if they're not B'Chabura, because it's always good to have B'Chabura, the Tzadikim, V'Ra'alohem, and it's not good for the Olam, because the Tzadikim need to be connected. K'nos L'Rishayim, and the opposite. Gathering of Rishayim, Ra'alohem, because they gather together and they feed off each other, V'Ra'alohem, and the world is negatively affected. V'Lit Tzadikim, Hano'alohem, Hano'alohem. And for Tzadikim to be together is great, and it's good for the world. Also, sheket l'rishayim, if there is sheket, if there is no punishment for a rasha, ra lohem v'ra lo'olam, it's ra lohem because they think that nothing's going to happen, so it doesn't work out for them, v'ra lo'olam, v'le tzadikim, hana'a lohem v'hana'a lo'olam. And for tzadikim, hana'a lohem, it is good for them, for the tzadikim, to have sheket, because then they can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, v'hana'a lo'olam, and it is good for the world as well, because they can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi goes through and explains each of these as well. The idea of always being together and always wanting to be connected is discussed by the Chovos HaLevavos. Chovos HaLevavos in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. Shar Cheshbon Nefesh. You know, the Chos Halavavos has a number of different sha'arim. Has Shar HaYichud and Shar HaBitachon. But in Shar Cheshbon Nefesh, he goes through that one has to try to do a Cheshbon Nefesh because that leads to Shlemus of a person. And then he talks about what is Cheshbon Nefesh. And in Paragimel, he goes through, you know, what are the types of Cheshbon HaNefesh that one can do. So he goes through, I'm going to tell you 18 different elements of Cheshbon HaNefesh. He writes at the beginning of Paragimel. Ala she'ila, b'kama ofanim al ha'adam la'asos la'atzbo Cheshbon HaNefesh, kedei la'das es chavosav klapi hu alokim yizbarach, hineni nosein atzatshuva haba, ofanei ha'cheshbon b'inyin zehim rabim, v'iyef shalim nosez kulam. I can't list all of them. Ulam avar mehem shlosha ofanim. He starts off with talking about three, and then he gets into a little more than three. Then he gets into, he keeps going. But if you look in later on in the parak, when you get to number 17, Shiva Asar, he says, Cheshbon HaNefesh, he says, one has to realize, even though it's a good idea sometimes to have hisbodedus and to be alone and do a Cheshbon HaNefesh by oneself, but ultimately it's greater and better for the spiritual personality to be able to have dibuk chaverim, to be connected to great individuals, to be connected to tzaddikim and chasidim, and that would have a better and greater effect than just being alone. Ki bechevras chachamim hayodim es ha'elokim ves toraso, having a chevra with chachamim, with the wise, that know Hashem and His Torah, v'his arevim gdolei b'nei adam, heder inyan habadidus v'hanachas milos ha'yechidus. U'v'cheret anshi ha'chesed v'atorah malos rabos yiseros al malos ha'yechidos. Ya'arich sipuran. And then he says, v'yomber zechon al avracha, he quotes our Mishnah, kibbutz l'rishayim, kibbutz l'tzadikim, peace l'rishayim. So you see from there, in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, yibes l'mitzvah l'chachamim, misavik b'afar aglehem. You have to be together and do one's best to be able to come together. Just looking at it now, I see there's more than 18. He keeps going, 25, 27. I don't know exactly where this ends. But again, many elements of Cheshbon HaNefesh. 30 aspects of a Cheshbon HaNefesh, but one of them is that we have to have time for it being alone, but we also have time, we could do Cheshbon HaNefesh along with others, and if they're influencing me, that would help me with my decision and my Cheshbon. That's Chovos HaLevavos in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Paragimel. We continue. Says the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, V'chim ibnei, the Braisa is very similar lashon to the Mishnah. V'chim ibnei she'achal zeh tartimar basar, v'shasa chatzi lu yayin ho italki, because this boy ate a lot of meat and drank a lot of wine. Amar Torah yetzi lebezin li sakel, then he deserves to die. Ella he yet Torah l'sof daido shol ben tzara mora. You're right, it's not because of what he did, but because what he will do. We see these are the roots of a bandit, maybe of a murderer, right, of someone who is going to destroy society. That's what we assume. Shesof megama, and again, it's so unusual, as we spoke about all the details on yesterday's daf. So unusual, according to some, the parents have to have the same exact height and appearance. And as we said, Lamaisa, it probably never ever happened. But the messages are clear. Shesof megamar nifse aviv umavakish limudo. He's going to totally finish his father's assets. And umavakish limudo, he's going to try to do what he is wont to do, ve'eno motze, and he's not going to be able to do it. He's not going to have enough. He's going to be addicted to the behavior that he's involved in. Ve'yotzi the precious drachim umalastem esabrios. He's going to go out and steal. Va'amar Torah yamu zaka val yamu schayev. And the Torah says, better that he should die zakai and not chayev. And then we have the phrase that we had in our Mishnah. Shem misasan shol rishayim hano lahem hano la olam, v'le tzadikim ra lahem v'ra la olam. Right, the death of the rishayim, the death of tzadikim, shein of a yayin la rishayim hano lahem hano la olam, v'le tzadikim ra lahem v'ra la olam. Sheket la rishayim ra lahem v'ra la olam. Right, when it's Russia v'tovlo, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu complained about, but Hashem said, nothing I could say, nothing I could do, you can't understand it. Tzadikim hanolahem hanolah olam pizur l'rishayim, the scattering of the rishayim hanolahem hanolah olam v'letzadikim ralohem v'ra la'olam. So we have the braisa that parallels the Mishnah. The discussion here is, so why is he chayev skila if this is what he's going to end up doing? Even if, let's say, he's going to end up being a ganav rotzeach, neither of those get skila, right? Rotzeach is chayiv sayif, we learned earlier. So ask the Rishonim and then the Achronim. So why, where's the skila? Right, the Rambam here says that he's going to lead to Ritzicha. But again, he doesn't answer the question. The Rambam here says in the Pirish HaMishnayis that he's going to end up being a Rotzeach. He goes through the Mishnayis here. Ki atar ha'ida mishu b'mei katnusa meirof ha'taiva b'zeh ha'tachlis sh'amar e'efshar l'basav shalo yigzol b'nei adam v'yishpoch damim. Is basically at root it's Rodef. And that gets into the next Gemara that we're going to talk about. It doesn't look like it. He's only 12 and a third, right? But still, Chazal had the eye, the infinite wisdom that they had, and it's going to lead to that. But ask the Mefarshim then, so then why Dafka Skila? Says the Yad Ramah. Right here, says the Adama in one line, Sof ba lidei chilul Shabbos. Not only will it lead to Ritzicha, but it's obviously going to be Mechalul Shabbos also. And that is obviously coming to answer our question without asking it. Right? Sof ba lidei chilul Shabbos. This is what the Rosh says also in his commentary al ha-Torah and the Mizrahi also, why it's going to lead to that. The Das Zakenim Bali HaTosfos say, well, maybe there's another option, right? When it says, Idenu Shomea Bekolenu, he doesn't listen to our voice, maybe that's an example of Mekalel of Avi'imo. Right? It doesn't say that Befeirish in the Torah, but maybe not listening to one's parents, that's an example it'll lead to, or we assume it is Mekalel, and that's Skila. So one has the Yad Ramah, Shabbos, the Dazakenim, Skila, but the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal, has a different suggestion. It says Ritzicha, it gives off the repression of Ritzicha, so that's all it's going to be. But, says the Gur Aryeh, there in Parshas Kisetze, he quotes this question from the Mizrahi, from the Re'im, and Lamanach Rahashal, Adunu B'Misa Chamura. So he quotes from the Re'im, Tahai Malastam Avrios, Rotzel Amar B'Shabbos, V'Yavar Aveir Shechayev Ala Eskila. V'Ze'eno, says the Maharal, I don't think that's true. What, he might come to be Mechal Shabbos, he might come to kill on Shabbos, Safek Nefashos L'Hakel. Shouldn't kill him just based on that because he might come to be Mechal Shabbos. But he says the real answer is Ritzicha. Yes, he's going to murder. But you still, he's Chayef Skila. Why? Adain lo yikshe to hazehu shehu ben sora moreg goreim shayahoreg kama nefashos. Bishvil shiyehe mevakesh limudo. We don't think he's going to kill once. We think he's going to kill often. And that's what the Torah would say to get skila. And even though somebody who normally kills one person is only chayef sayef and not skila, shein besin mechayven oso rak al chet echad shabo alav edim. Even if a person, Rachman al-Hassan, killed 10 people, and then he comes to Besin and he's put to death for killing the first person, that's why he's going to get skila. We don't put him to death for killing 10 people. We put him to death for killing one person. So each one is sayef. But if we would know, if somehow we would be able to put him to death for 10, then we would get skila. Right, really, we're putting him to death for many ritzichos potential, and therefore, that's why he would get skila. Again, it's still challenging, it's still, right, nidon al shem sofo, that's something that we normally say. But again, it's based on that Gemara, which, yesterday's Gemara, which it might not have ever happened. There is a certain type of behavior that Chazal could see inside this person, a potential murderer. And just like if somebody is going to murder somebody, we have a mitzvah to kill them to prevent the murder, so too, this is an example of that as well. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz also has a discussion of Ben Sora Moreb in Maimar Tzadi Hei, where he discusses the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi here adds in one line to this Mishnah and Brisa that we just said. What does it do? Geneva, ultimately Ritzicha, right? He's not going to be able to control himself, right? Mevakish Limudo. But the Yerushalmi says, Safa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shesof ze asid ligmor nichse aviv imo, V'yoshevil b'prashas drachim u'makapeach es abrios, V'horeg es anafashos, b'feirish. The Yerushalmi says Ritzicha, and then the Rishami adds, and Visofo l'shakech es Talmudo. And he's going to forget all his learning. V'yam retara mutav sh'yam azakev al yam azchayef. He asks the Mefarshim, the Pnei Moshe, asks, what is he going to do? He's going to do Geneva and Ritzicha and forget his learning. Really? That's the last final blow. Right? What is that? What does that have to relate to us? So explains the Ruchayim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Moser, Amnam Nireh Bazeh, that as long as he forgets, remembers some of his learning, maybe there's a hope for him to come back. Maybe there's a hope, even after wherever he's gone to, as we've been talking about the past couple of days. What's called Nimshach? Do we see this as Nimshach? We say this is not Nimshach. Amnam Nireh Bazeh, Kim La'achash U'makapeach HaSavriyos, V'horigas HaNafashos, Adayin Yesh Tikva, And he quotes other examples of that as well, where the schus of at least still be connected to Torah, which Hashem put into us in utero, you know, that's something that we try to, that could bring us back, no matter how far we are, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. But if we actively try to extinguish that spark that we have, so then that could lead to danger that maybe we won't even be able to be come back from. And that's the added line of the Yerushalmi of Mishakech es Limudo. Okay, we are up to the next Mishnah, which we really could spend many, many hours on this Amud. We'll have to do what we can, but as we often say, quoting the Melech, Yosef, quoting the leader that read the Kohen Gadol, Yosef imasha karanu kasuf kan. Right, there's a lot more here, so we should know. We just whet our appetites with this. This is one of the major sugyas of Rodef, of Baba Machteres, of Kinyane Geneva, right? Kimle b'drabimine. A lot to talk about here. We'll just touch on a couple of issues. Ha Baba Machteres. So the Torah has a parsha called Machteres, tunneling into a house. If somebody tunnels into a house, Nidon al Shem Sofo, he is judged based on what he's going to do. Meaning, if somebody's tunneling in, the Gemara is going to explain that we assume that he knows that the Baal HaBayis might stand up to protect his property. And if the Baal HaBayis does that, this Ganav still wants to get the property, so the Baal HaBayis is going to fight for his life, right? Up until the last breath. So the Ganav is ready to do that. So basically, we could assume that if somebody's Baba Machteres, they're coming to potentially kill the Baal HaBayis. Because of that, the Baal HaBayis is allowed to kill the Ganav, who is coming in. That's Nidon al Shem Sofo. That's the connection to Ben Sarah Mora. Because this is also Nidon al Shem Sofo. They're allowed to kill based on what he's going to do and not what he has already done. The Ran also, the Chedushi Aran here says it a little more explicitly. The Ran says, Aidi de Tana Ben Sarah Mora, Nidon al Shem Sofo, Tana Baba Machteres, Nidon al Shem Sofo, Afal Gav. The Dine, and we'll get back to this a little bit later. We'll have to talk about what the lumdus behind this is. The Ran says, even though there's a difference, why? Avagad the Dine de Baba Machteres Nidon Kiel Chaso Bisayef Bistam Misa. The Ran quotes that there's a lachadchila for Baba Machteres Saif. That's the Ran. That's going to be against the Rambam. Eladim Einu Yachol Amiso Bisayef Yachol Amiso Beza Misa Sheyirtze. Because after all, he's a potential Rotzeach. Rotzer Rotzeach Misa. Right, and therefore, Misa was Saif. So to hear, there's a Chadchila was Saif. The Aidi, the Katani, Baba Machteres, Davi Chiyuva, Mishim Rodev, Umatzina Somanavsho. And once we talk about Machteres, which is Nidon Hashem Sofa, which is Rodev, Tana, it says in the next Mishnah, the following people you're allowed to kill in self-defense also. Shematzina Somanavsham, Babasar Haipirka, and then we go back, because we got off a little bit, we're in the Niskalan, if you remember. The Mishnah back on Nun Gimel, wherever that was, right? And then we got into the Niskalan, and this is the last of the Niskalan Ben Sarah Mora, but we relate a few points to Ben Sarah Mora, and then in the next parak, we get back to the list of Averos, Elohin HaDisrafin, on Daf Ayin Hey. So, back to the Mishnah. Habab Machteres Nidon Hashem Sofo. He's judged based on what he's going to do. He's going to kill. Haya, and again, we'll get back to that point of the round a little bit later. Haya Baba Machteres Vishiber Asachavis. If somebody is Baba Machteres, he's tunneling into my house, and on the way, he breaks Kalim. He breaks Kalim. So this is another Chiddush, not just of Rodef, but this is Kimle B'Darabamine applying to Rodef. We know that generally Kibder B'Darabamine means if somebody does an act that is Machayev him Misa and Mamon, right? I shoot an arrow and my friend's shirt is on the border of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and the arrow goes through the shirt and it rips the shirt exactly at the same moment of Chiyev Misa, then Kibble B'Darabamine, we only give the harsher punishment, the more chamer punishment. Chiyev Misa is Pote the Chiyev Mamon. This Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush Gadol extension of that. Not only does Kimle apply to a case where somebody is Chayev Misa and Mamon, but even in a case where he has an allowance to be killed. Somebody else could kill him at this moment. That's enough to be kimle, and the there won't be a chi of mammon at that time. Says the Mishnah, Hayababa machteres v'shiber es achavis. Somebody is there and breaks the barrel. Im yesh lo damim, if he has blood on him, meaning if we could determine that he's not coming to kill the balabais, the Gemara will say it's a father stealing from a son. Right, so in that case, then you're not allowed to kill the father. So then, memela chayef, he'll be chayef for the kalim that he breaks. Im emo damim pater. But if emo damim, but if he doesn't have damim, if he would be killed, meaning anybody who would be allowed to kill him, because he would potentially kill the other person, pater. So then, there is a ptur on kalim. Because of Kimle Bidraba. The Rashba writes in a tshuva relating to this case of Rodef, Chelek Hey, Simin Yudches. You know what? Let's wait for a second. Let's see the Rashi first. Rashi says here already on the Mishnah, Rashi says, but wait a minute. But Lemaisa, let's say he's not killed. Let's say he steals. He breaks things on the way in and he runs out. So he's going to be Pater for the Kalim that he broke? Says Rashi, yes. Where do you have that? There's no chiyamisa here. Rashi quotes Tana Debei Chizkia. Rashi quotes as a mashal Tana Debei Chizkia. Baba Kama Laman Hey, Ksubis Laman Hey. What's Tana Debei Chizkia? Chayvi Misas Shogigin are also Pater Minat Tashlumin. If somebody does a chiyamisa b'shogig, where they're going to be Pater, that also Paters the money Kimle B'Drabimine. Right? There are subsuming chiyuvim. You don't go by Lamaisa whether he's killed or not, but if there is a chiyuv, that's the Rashi on the Mishnah. Ein lo damim kigon shar kol adam shenitem reshus labalabais lahargo Pater Minat Shalim. The chiyamisa v'chiyat Tashlumin bon ke'echad. The Gemara, the Mishnah, considers this a chiyuv misa. And then Rashi adds, the afal pisha nitzal, and even though lamaisa he was not killed, pater minat tashlum, and he's pater. And he gives the mashal, to kai malan, chayvi misa shogagin, kugon shalo hisru bohen, ein mashal min mamon, she'ima misa, afal pisha neragin. So Rashi says, there are other cases where he's not actually going to be killed, and he's still going to be pater. So too here. That is the comparison to Tana Debei Chizkia. The Rashba, now getting back to that Rashba in Gimel Yud Ches, he also discusses this question. He says, it's unusual because I might have thought, right, he's bothered, I might have thought that the din of Kimle B'drabi B'nei is a din in Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't give two punishments. Right? What's one of the sources for Kimle B'drabi B'nei? K'dei Rish Aso. Mishim Risha Achas Ata Mechaivo, V'yata Mechaivo Mishim Shtei Rishuyos. Right, so you see from there that it's a din and bezdin. So ask the Rashba. So what is the Gemara talking about here? How could the Gemara call this a case of kimle? It's rodef. There's a bezdin not involved. So says the Rashba. Oh, no, there's a second makar for tanet for kimle b'drabi b'nei. Remember the two makaros. One is k'dei rishasa. One, the second one is t'mei vlados. Right, that's in terms of not dafka bezdin. The language, Dmei Vlados, is V'lo Yason Anoshi Anesh. If there is an Ason to the woman, then you don't have to pay for the Vlados. If there isn't an Ason, then you pay for the Vlados. So the Rashba says, Lo Mishum Kedei Rishaso Patrilei, the Ahut Gonev Kiss. Elan Demishum Dechsiv V'lo Yason Kedesan Beperak Eilun Aris. Right, the case in the Mishnah Eilun Aris, and the second Mishnah there in the Perak, Daf Lamed Vav. Umalo Yason Darshina, and if you look at Misa Shogigin, V'davar Acher Shu Pater. The time at the milsen, and he explains the call the efshar lado lavoli de misa patro hakasov mimamon. Right, and that is kimle, and we'll see how far this goes in the Gemara. But that's an important line of the Rashba that there's a difference in halacha. Right, the two makoros that we have in Shas for kimle v'drabinei kedei rish aso and velo yason a nafkamina would be it does the extension to baba machteres. You know. Makes sense. So says the Rashba, if it's Kedei Rish Aso, no, because it's not a din in Bezdin, that's a din in Bezdin. But if it's Lo Yason, then it would fit it. So Amar Rava. So here we go. My time at the Machteres. Why by Machteres are we allowed? Is the Baal Bais allowed to stand up and kill him? Chazaka ain't other maimon atzma mamono. There's an assumption. Chazaka here doesn't mean chazaka like other chazakas. The Gemara uses the word chazaka in many different ways. Chazaka here means we could assume a person's behavior. Chazaka ain adama minatzma mamono. The reality is that a person just won't let somebody else just take his money. Fahai, and this burglar, meimer amar, iazilna koi lapai. If I go and he catches me, he's going to stand in front of me. Voloshavikli, and he's not going to let me go. Vikoi lapai katonale. And if I stand in front of him, I'm going to kill him. because I want to get the money. I don't want to be caught. V'atara amra, imbar lahargacha, hashkem lahargo. And the Torah says, that's the only time that you're allowed to kill, in self-defense, and therefore, machteres is an example of rodef. There are other examples of sources for rodef, but that's the one that our Gemara quotes. How far does this go? So we just have that Rava quoted the Makar for Machteres Bechlal. But what about the Mishnah's Chiddush? That Bam Machteres also has the halacha of Kimli B'drabimine. How far does that go? So Amar Rav, Habab Machteres V'natal Kalim. What if you didn't break Kalim, like the Mishnah talks about, but you stole Kalim during the time? Right? What's the case? What are you trying to do? You're trying to steal Kalim. Let's say you stole Kalim. V'yatza Pater. Wow, Rav, it's a huge Chiddush. Right, or actually, we didn't get to the explanation of it yet. Rav says, "Your pater, why? My taima bidamim kaninhu. With your blood, you have been kona it. Like we said, there's a chi of misa at the time that you stole. So even though you're not going to be killed, still you have a patur tashlumin. How far does Rav mean? So 2 days in the Gemara. Amar Rava, mistaver milse de Rav bisheshiber. Rav's case is only where after you stole, the kalim broke or you broke them, meaning." They're not around anymore. They're not ba'en. Delesnehu. Aval natalo. But Rava says, come on. If you have his gold watch in your house sitting there, you don't have to return it. Because of Kimle B'der Abaminei. I find that hard to believe. And therefore, Rava says that Rav must have never meant if it's still sitting there. It's only if it's broken where it is not there anymore. This sounds like a din d'oraisa. Sounds like a din daraisa. Some Rishonim can't fathom that even this havamina, this line of the Gemara would be a daraisa. The Rashba in that same tshuva, the Baal Hamor here says it must be a din. It must be a din derabanan. I'm sorry. You know what? Let's just do the first two days, and then we'll come back to their formulation of it. First, Rava says it's only if they're not there. But then the Gemara says, "V'elokim," an election of shvua. Amar Rava filunatal. Rav didn't make any chilukim. Even if they're still there, even if it's still there, pater, you do not have to give it back. Daha yesh lo damim v'ne'ensu chayev. Because after all, what if an ones occurred? Yesh lo damim v'ne'ensu chayev. He's still going to be chayev. Why? Alma. I'm sorry. Yesh lo damim, meaning if you wouldn't be allowed to kill him. Right, yesh lo damim. It's the father. V'nansu, and then an onis took place chayev. He'd be chayev to return alma b'rishus ekaimi. So you see from there that it is in his rishus. So achanami b'rishus ekaimi. So too, it's in his rishus, and therefore he has kinyanim on it, and the kimle b'drami minei that chiyuv misa patur the chiyuv mamon, and therefore that's it. Rav would say even if they're still sitting there, you do not have to return it. But the Gemara's maskana is velohi. No, you can't say that at the end. You can't compare this exactly to the case of Yesh Lo Damim. Why? It is in his reshus, but not for all purposes. Ki ukimna rachmana birshusei le'inyin onsin. Regarding ones, it's in the reshus. It's in the ganav's reshus. Aval le'inyin mikna, but regarding kinyanim fully, birshusei demarayu kaimi. No, it's in the reshus of the owner originally, meaning... As Rashi says here, you have a chiyuv of a heshev asakzela, midi dahavi a shoel, just like a shoel. That's a huge comparison. Also, each line is laden with meaning here and importance. A shoel we know has kinyane sheela, even though he has to return it after a certain time. So Gemara is comparing that. There's also a concept of kinyane geneva, even though you have a chiyuv to return it. What was the havamina? What was that first line of v'hoi alokim? That the kinyanim would be full. The chiyuv hashava was knocked out based on kimle b'derabimine. The chiyuv misa knocked out beishav hazakzela. Memela, what are you left with? The kinyanim geneva. Right? The Gemara's maskana is that if the ba'en is sitting there, the chiyuv hashava flows from the chefsa. Where is there no chiyuv hashava? Where, for example, there's a shinui. If there's a shinui, this chefsa is no longer a chefsa. The same chefsa, and therefore you don't have to return it. But if the chefsa is there, you have a chiyuv to return it. That's the maskana, like a shoel. But the havamin is what? That the chi of hashavo got knocked out, and memela, kinyan and geneva, are still there. Right? Kinyanim don't always mean that I want to give it to you. There's a concept of kinyan and geneva, even though the nignav didn't want this to happen. But there's usually a chi of hashava that even with the kinyanim, right, if the ganav is kona something, he's chayv and onsen, so he's kona it somehow, right? He wouldn't be chayv and onsen if it wasn't his, like a shomer, chinam or shomer sachar is not chayv and onsen, but those kinyanim are not complete. The Rashba, now getting back to that line in the Rashba and the Baal Hamor, both hold Umiyu asikna hasam de dafka shiber. Only if it was broken, do you say you totally potter? Aval isnehu lo. But if they exist, you have to give it back. So the way we formulated it, and some Rishonim say, no, of course not. There's a chiyav hashava like Shoel. But the Rashba said the opposite. Really, kimleit should knock everything out, even if it's ba'en. And the reason is you have to return it, if the chefs is still there, that's a din derabanan. Chiddush gadol, but that's the din d'araisa, says the Rashba. The din d'araisa is, even if it's still sitting there, you don't have to return it. Why? Because of kinyan and geneva. Again, there are many rayas to the idea of kinyan and geneva. We've mentioned it before. The case, remember, in the first parak of Baba Kama, of shamin and ain shamin. When a mazik has to pay back, if I damage your car, and then I have to pay back, that I have to pay the difference between what your car was worth before and after. But by geneva, it could be that no, I could keep these shards and then give you back something new. Because ein shamin, because Tosfos there says, Baba Kama Yud Aleph bedamim kaninhu. Right? Not bedamim kaninhu, I forgot the exact lashon, but he was nicknamed with the maisa, geneva, and therefore, even if, though some Rishonim say, even if it's still there on a Daraisa level, you don't have to return it, but Lamaisa, we say it has to be returned. Again, a big discussion comparing Kinyane Geneva and Kinyane She'ela. Right, by Shoel, we also know it's based on Kinyanim. Because the Shoel has a Chiv Onsin. The way that most understand that is that, what, if an earthquake happens, why should I be responsible? There wasn't Choser Shmira. The answer is because the Shoel has Chiv Onsin, not because he didn't do, he was Poshea, or he did something wrong. No, he's an owner. The fact that he could use it is that he's an owner. That's what there's a chiyav onsin. And that's what's crucial, that the Gemara here compares Kinyane She'ela and Kinyane Geneva. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara Tanan, quoting our Mishnah, Baba Machteres v'shibra sachavis. So if somebody was Baba Machteres and then he broke the barrel on the way in, yesh lo damim chayiv. If it's a father coming in where it's clear that he wouldn't want to kill his son, chayiv. So there's no chayiv, there's no rodef, and therefore he's chayiv mamon. Ein lo damim pater. But if ein lo damim, if he would be able to be killed, pater, then he's pater. So taima de shiber. So we're mashba from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if it was broken, tichi ein lo damim pater. Hanat alo. But if he just took it, mashba from the Mishnah, then he would be chayiv to return it. So isn't that a raya to our maskana? Right? That if it's there, then you have to give it back? So the Gemara said, no, hua din dafilu natal nami. No, maybe even if he just took it and it's still there, he still wouldn't have to return it. And the Mishnah's not a raya. V'hayta katoni shiber esachavis. So why does it say the case of shiber? Kamash balan. It's still the other chiddush. T'chiyesh lo damim. Because if it's in the case of a father, af agav de shiber nami chayiv. He's still going to be chayiv in that case. Why? Because there was no chiyav misa on his head, and therefore there's a chiyav mamon, and even if it's not there anymore, he broke it. So it's a chiyav mamon. So Gemara says, pshita mazaku. What's the chiddush of that case? So he doesn't have a chiyav misa, he just broke somebody's property, of course he has to pay for it. Ha-kamash blanda filu shloba kavana. Even if he wouldn't have kavana to break it, he was just tripped over it. So my kamash blan, still that's pashit. Adam mu'a ba'olam. What's the chiddush of that? That Adam is always chayiv mu'a tanina. We learned that in the Mishnah in Baba Kama. Adam mu'a ba'olam, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, bein ma'ones, bein b'ratzon. Right? So again, we're still stuck. So kasha, no answer given to that question. How does that, answer to tell me that the reason it says it in the Mishnah is to say he's still chayiv, isn't that pashit, adam muad la'olam. Rashi here points out that it says kushya, not tiyufta. Right, and that's not as strong of a question. Rashi points out, t'haynu di'ik mikomakam tiyufta lohavi, Rashi says on the eighth wide line, t'la behedyuk tani la not l'chayiv, because it doesn't say, we implied something from the Mishnah, but it doesn't say it explicitly, v'ikal shenuye beduchka kiddushaninan, we can't be beduchik, explain it, d'mishum reisha nakachiber, v'haynu di'ika ben kushya l'tiyufta. And that's the difference. Tiyufta means a knockout punch, while kushya is a lesser of a question. Where does Rashi get this from? So we had it from Rabbeinu Chananel. Where Rabbeinu Chananel? Rashi's grandson. Right? We had this a couple of months ago, back in Meseches Baba Basra, where the Rashbam wrote on Daf Nun Beis Mabez, he quoted the Aruch, who said that who quoted this idea, the difference between Tiyufta and Kasha, that Rashbam himself didn't like that chilek. He had a different chilek. He said, if it's a Kasha from a Mishnah or a Braisa or a Tosefta explicitly, that's Tiyufta. But if it's just a kasha from a memra of the Amoraim, an understanding of a Mishnah or Braisa, so that's kasha. So it's not exactly the same, but that's the Rashbam in Baba Basra. Nun Beis Mabeis quotes Rabbi Hananel, who says like that, like his grandfather. That's the Rabbeinu Chananel quoted in the Rashbam here, Baba Basra, Nun Beis Amma Beis, and it's Rashi right here, Sanhedrin Ayin Beis. The Rashbam there, though, doesn't like it. V'yafa Pikin e Nira Be'enai. Deloshna Tiyufta Veloshna Kasha. I don't think that's the difference. But the following is the difference. Tekoi Amilsa Da Amoroi. Dechadahi Velo Havi Iker. Elagabi Tiyufta Mi Mishna O Mi Braisa Shayach Lomar Tiyufta. Umi Pircha Da Amoroi Shayach Lomar Kasha. Okay. That's the, quotes that from himself. Fine. The other point to mention here is, you know, remember Adam Ula Olam Bim Onis Bim Mishogeg, right? It's been a while, but remember we had a machlokas in Baba Kama, Daf Chav Zayin, about between Ba'ali Tosfos and the Ramban. What about Ones Gomor? Is there any ptur for Adam? Ones Gomor Mamish? There are some Gemaras that point in one direction, some that point in other directions, right? There are some limitations. There are some Gemaras that say seem no limitations. This is a major machlokas between the Ramban and Ba'alei Tosfos. There in, I think the Tosfos there is in Baba Kama Chaf Zayin, and the Ramban is in Baba Metzia. But either way, it's an important machlokas to be aware of. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Masiv, Rabbi Barabaya, next try. Hagonev Kispis Shabbos Chayiv. Somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos, he's Chayiv. Why? He picked it up in the Nignav's Rishus, Shari Kfar Nischayev, Shari Nischayev, Beganev, Kodem Shiavel, the Yisr Shabbos, because the Chiyav Mammon came before the Chiyav Misa. So there's no Kim Lebedrab, Aminei. But what happens if he did not pick up the wallet? He like rolled it, meaning he's not Kone it, right? Mashiach is not Kone in the Rishus of the other person. So, Hayamagar Abiyotse, and he only is Kone it as it left the Rishus of the Nignav. So then, the Chivim come together. Pater, Shreiser Geneva Visser Skila, Ba'in Ke'echod. Question mark though, because what do you see from there? What does it sound like from there? Even though you still have the wallet, you're Pater. But what do you mean? I thought if it's still ba'en, you have to return it. So here we're comparing in the other direction, right? We're comparing a real chiyuv misa. You violated halacha to rodef, right? We said from our Mishnah, the case of rodef, if it's ba'en, you have to return it. And from here, it seems like you do not have to return it. Answers the Gemara, v'hilchasa d'shadinu benara. Right after it went across, you threw it in the river. So it's not ba'en anymore. You're right. If it's ba'en, you would have to return it. But you threw it in the river. The Yad Ramah here, important. First he goes through the Metzias, and then he has a crucial comment. He says, I don't understand. What's the case? Did it go over the border before you threw it in the river? So then at that moment, it was ba'en. And then you broke it. Right? So then you should be chayef. So what exactly is the case? Hey chidami. Ilei medeshadinu menara lebasar dafkin lurshas arabim amai pater. It was already there. And hashta the kazel. Now you're throwing it. Hashta mi is Shabbos leka, right? So what's the case? And if the mikrab, and if the rishus of the bialim borders on the water, so the rishus there wasn't rishus rabim, it was just the water. So then that's a karmelis, and then going to a karmelis is not a rishus a nisa daraisa. It's only nisa darabanan. Leka chiyav misa klal to nahara karmelisu vishtakech to afik mirshus ayachid the karmelis. And if it's Rishus e afik rishus yachil l'nahar rishus rabim be'emsa then kluta kamishun chadamia and there's already nisidaraisa. So lamaisa, what's the case? And he says, I'll make an even bigger problem. You want to say you took it out and then you broke it? We know again. There's so much here. We could spend so much on. There's so much eon here. But the case of Tavra Vishasya. Remember Perak Meruba. What's the case of Tavra Vishasya? The case of somebody, Haiman de Gaza Chavita de Chamra Mechavre, right? Somebody steals a barrel, and then it changed value. It went up in value, down in value, and then you broke it. Right? So do you have to pay Kishas Akzela? Do you have to pay Kishas Ashvira? Major machlokes, the Nesivis Reb Chaim, is that second chiyuv mitam mazik or mitam continuation of the Geneva. We discussed this at length in Perak Meruba. But either way, you're a chayiv there. If you steal something and then you break it, you're chayiv. So why is this any difference, asked the Yad Ramah? You stole it and then you broke it. Right? So why is there any difference between Tavra Vashasya, which you're chayiv, if you broke it or shrank it, and our case? So he says, lo tikshilach. He says, there's a big difference. Because here, the first chiyav mamon of your stealing had a ptur. It had a chiyav misa that pottered it. So you have two times where you did something wrong. You stole it, then you broke it. Or you stole it and then you drank it. So says the Ad Ramah, by the normal case of Tavra Vashasya, there was a first chi, earlier chi of Mamon, and then you have another chi of Mamon. So this second chi of Mamon, obviously you're going to be chayev, why should you be potter? But here, the first chi of Mamon was knocked out. So if the first chi of Mamon was knocked out, it could very well be that the second chi of Mamon is knocked out as well. As long as it's not the end anymore. Right, once you threw it, you're done. Aval hacha, or let's start with the first beginning. Ki mechayev agzela bas raisa, mishim tahu mamonin de mechayev hashta begavei, yav ishchiach mishas agzela kamaisa vimechayev na'i begavei. Right, if you did this earlier, you would also be chayev. Aval hacha, hahu midam de mechayev begavei, begzela bas raisa, aisi begzela kamaisa. The second chiyuv is only flowing from the first chiyuv. V'yafilo achi, and what happened with the first chiyuv? Patri rachmani lavei. The Torah said patri because of kimle b'drama minei. Hilkach sulo mechayev alei b'gzeila bas raisa. To ha'ifter lei lavei meikara. The words sound like, in the footnotes here of the Yad Ramah, he points out that it sounds like Reb Chaim against the Nesivis. It sounds like this second chiyuv is a second geneva, not mitam mazik. It just sounds that way from the language of the Yad Ramah, and therefore, but that's his chiluk in terms of our case versus Tavra Vashasya. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rava ignevile dichre b'machtarta. Rava, somebody stole from him a couple of rams from his in the machtaris. Ahadrinu niyale. Then they gave it back. They wanted to give it back to him. Below kablinu, he didn't want to take them. He didn't want to accept them. Amar, he said, hov enough of me pumi derav. Since Rav said, afilu, right, at least, right, we had earlier, afilu natal, even if it's still by N, even though we paskin that you have to return it, he was, didn't want to, take it back because nafami pumi de Rav. Rav said those words, and therefore he didn't want to take it. Ask Tosfos, but they have a chiyav lasis shemayim, don't they? So why didn't he accept it? Tema hamachayav lasis shemayim. Ask Tosfos. Tosfos said, like in the case of? Esnan Asr Tori talks about Afilo Baalimo, of course, the Gemara Bamatsia. So Vyesh Lomar says Tosfos, Dekan Loha Yerotim Lahaksir, Eleim Ken Yeschaivu, Bedine Shamayim. Right? They didn't want to return it unless they really had to. And the case, the understanding is that there is no Chi of Lassi Zay Shamayim here. This is not like other cases of Kimli B'Dramamine, of cases where there was a service done. The Ran has a more fundamental chilik here between the cases of Esnan, where there is a Chi of Lassi Zay Shamayim, and here where there might not be a Chi of Lassi Zay Shamayim. Again, this is a big topic also. Is there a Chi of Lassi Zay Shamayim by all Kimli B'Dramamine cases? The Rishonim here say maybe not all. Maybe not all. Right, this the beginning of the sixth parak in Baba Kama has all those cases of Chiyav Lassi Zay Shemayim. Again, we don't have time to go into it, but that's Tosfos relates to it. Tanu Rabbanan says the Gemara, Ein lo damim. What does that mean? That nobody is chay misa if they kill him. Im zarcha shemesh alav. If that's the lashon of the pasuk, v'chi hashemesh alav bilvad zarcha. What does that mean? If the sun shines on him. If it's clear to you like the sun shining, she'ein lo shalom imach, that he has no peace with you and he will try to kill you. If you stand up to him, hargeo, then you're allowed to kill him in self-defense. But if it's not so clear, then you're not allowed to kill him. If it's a suffix, you're not allowed to kill him. Tanya idachem, you have a different brisa. Imzarch, who starshins the psukim differently. Imzarch hashemesh alav damim lo. If you know clearly that he's not going to kill you, al targeo. They're not allowed to kill him. But if you're not sure, hargeo, kill him, mishim safek. So the first brisa says you have to be sure that he's coming to kill you. The second brisa says that you have to be sure that he's not coming to kill you. Right? So which is it? One is each one. So kasha stama stama. What are we talking about? So lo kasha, kan ba'av ala ben, kan ba'ben ala av. Depends. If it's father on son or son on father. Father on son, that's Vadai not coming to kill him. And therefore, that is a case of Yesh Lo Damim. Ben Ala'av, and Rashi says, surely anyone else in the world, you have to take precautions that it could be that he's coming to kill the Baal HaBayis. And therefore, it is not, you have to take precautions and kill in self-defense just in case. That's fascinating. A son to a father, there's a chance that he might be coming to kill. even though a father to a son, it will never happen. Right? Why is that? Because the root love, the root of love, is a father and son. Right? The Mefarshim point out, the first time love appears in the Torah, is the first time it appears in the Torah. Not Rivko Heves as Yaakov, right? That's not, I'm sorry, where Yitzchak and Rivka or any husband, wife, right? The first love in the Torah is by the Akedah. Asher Ahavta as Yitzchak. Right? At Bincha, Asher Yechidcha, Asher Ahavta as Yitzchak. That's the first time love is mentioned in the Torah. Father, son. Right? Parent, child. Because that is the unadulterated, purest love. And that's what the Gemara relates to here. Avalaben. Right? Part of that might be related to the Rav Dessler's point of in the Kuntres HaChesed, where he talks about in one of the first volumes of the Michtam Elio, the relationship between love and giving, where Rav Dessler talks about, we usually think of, I love and therefore I give. Says Rav Dessler, it's the opposite. I give and therefore I love. And the more you give, the more you love. And if you want to strengthen a relationship, give more, and then the love will be even deeper. Sometimes couples, you know, well, I don't feel it anymore. Give to each other more. If you give to each other more, so then it will come. That will lead to love. Parents give to children more than anything else. And that's why the love for a parent to a child is so moving and so deep. And maybe that's why a mother's love is generally even deeper than a father's love. Because a mother gave those 9 months of her own body, right, carrying this baby and the nursing of the baby, right? So that's why it's Kadosh Baruch Hu put it into the Bria, that is even deeper. Good. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav. Kol da'asi aloi b'machtarta kaslin alei. Whoever comes to me in a machteres, I would kill them. Labar me Rav Chanina bar Shela. My taima. Why? Ile mimshon the tzadiku. Is it because he's a great tzadik and he would never kill? Hakasi machtarta. So why is he going in b'machteres? Right? Such a great tzadik. Oh, he's not going to kill me. Oh, he'll steal from me. Ela mishum dekimli begavei demarachim alai krachim avalaben. No, I just know he has strong feelings for me. He has fatherly feelings for me. As the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Talmud Torah, right, comparing the love of a father and the love of a Rebbe, v'shinatim levanecha elu talmidecha, right, so therefore, says the Gemara, that's why he said, because he has a love for me like a father. Tana Rabbanan, damim lo. Damim is a plural lashon, not dam lo, damim lo, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Ein lo damim, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. So in either case, the case that you can kill him and the case that you cannot kill him, it applies weekday or Shabbos. So what's the chiddush? Bishlama ein lo damim. In a case of ein lo damim, where you're allowed to kill him, bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos, it's trich. I understand why I need that. Why? Saka da'i d'chamina. I might have thought, well, if it's Shabbos, you can't kill him. Why? Mi d'itahavi aharuge bezdin. Similar to bezdin putting somebody to death. Did b'Shabbos lo kazlinan? As we learned earlier in the Masechta. Bezek does not put somebody to death on Shabbos. That's the Chiddush, that you're allowed to self-defend yourself and kill the person even on Shabbos. Rashi says, it's pikuach nefesh for you. Mishum pikuach nefesh deheich. Oh, what was the Havamina? What was the Maskana? Right? You really might have thought that you can't, comparing it to Chayvim Yisrael Bezdin. So this is the Chakira. The Chakira of the Achronim in Machteres. Two words. Is it Hatzalah? Is it Onesh? Am I allowed to kill the person because he is Chayav Misa and because he potentially is going to kill me? It's as if Ki'ilu he killed me already, so he's Chayav Misa. Or no, I'm allowed to do it because I can save myself. Well, that might be the Havamina of the Maskana. The Havamina is that's Midin Onesh. And therefore, you're not Omanish on Shabbos. Kamash Blon, this is an Onesh. This is not Salah. You're saving yourself. And therefore, you can even do that on Shabbos. What are the other Nafkaminas? Machlokas, Ran, and the Rambam. Are you? We mentioned the Ran before. Lechadchila, they wrote this machtera should be killed b'sayif. The Rambam says kill him in any way you can. So the way the Achronim explain that machlokes, the Ran holds is midin onesh. So that's why sayif is lechadchila. The Rambam, no, you're saving yourself. Just kill him. Don't be killed. Nafgamina, right between Hatzala and Onesh. And again, this Havamina Maskana might also be that Hasra'a. We're going to get to soon. Do you need Hasra'ah? Does he need Hasra'ah? Again, if it's Midin Hatzalah, you don't need Hasra'ah. You're saving yourself. But if it's Midin Onesh, you would need some type of Hasra'ah. Right? So two Nafkaminas plus a Shak Levitarya in the Gemara. Okay. So now we continue. Havamina Haskana, Again, Onesh, which Misa, and Hasra. So the Gemara says, I understand why Shabbos and Chol are both mentioned for the case where you're allowed to kill them. Ela damim lo, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. But in the case of damim lo, why do you have to say that? Hashta b'chol lo katzlinan le, b'shabbos mi boy. You're not allowed to kill him on a weekday. Of course you're not allowed to kill him on Shabbos, right? It's even worse if it's your father. Amar Rav Sheshes lo nitzrucha ela lefakeach alav esagal. The chiddush is, if it's the father, and then as he's tunneling in, let's say the building collapses on him, are you allowed to be machal Shabbos to go try to search for him? The answer is, yes, if he wasn't coming to kill you. That's what the Gemara clearly says. If yesh lo damim, then you're mefakech alav zakal. What does it sound like? If he was coming to kill you, and then it collapsed on him, then you would not be mechal Shabbos for him. Which is, again, a chiddush gadol. What do you mean? Right now, it's done. He's not a machteris anymore. So you might say, bigoch nefesh, right? So that's a big, it's a question. So again, that's what the Rishonim try to limit it. But either way, that is what the Gemara seems to say. If you look in the Kaviyat de Kashyesya, that's the Kaviyat de Kashyesya, the Chelkas Yoav. The Chelkas Yoav asked his 103 unanswerables. Kava, Kuf, Bet, Aleph, 103, to Kashisa, questions. So he wrote his 103 unanswerable questions, and he hasn't given an answer. But since the Chalkas Yor wrote that, so many Achronim have written on that, trying to answer up his questions. Question number one out of 103 is on our Gemara. What's the question? Ask the Kaviyat to Kashisa. 1 second. Sha'acha shenafal avagal kfar ein hu rodef. Umadu ala yechuv ala hatzilo chalavas ha-shabbos. Right? That's the Kasha on our Gemara. He's no longer a Rodes. Now it's just a Jew whose life is in danger. Right? So therefore, why wouldn't we be Mefakeach Alev Sagal? Fine, the Gemara says, if Yesh Lo Damim, you have to do it. Mashma Ein Lo Damim, you don't have to do it. You're not allowed to do it. So many answers given in the Achronim. The Or Gadol says, B'machteres Matir Atzmo Lemisa, Shehari Mevi Al Atzmo Sakana, Sheyehargena Balabai Sawacher. He's basically killing himself. And this is a continuation of that act. Right, number one, or maybe based on the Brisker Rav, we mentioned the Brisker Rav a couple of days ago, a week or two ago, that there's two ideas by Rodef. Maybe it's both of these ideas, Hatzala and Onesh. There's a din of, you're allowed to save yourself, and number two, he has the status of Ein Lo Damim. Again, those two ideas of the Brisker Rav, again, the Brisker Rav writes this in the Sefer Al Rambam, in Hilchos Rotseach, says the Brisker Rav, there are two elements. So maybe even if the first element of Hatzala doesn't apply anymore, his status of Ein Lo Damim still applies. And therefore that would apply even after the building collapses on him. Again, but that's the question number one in Kaveh Dekashesia. Vayter. Tana Rabbanan Vehuka Bechol Adam. Any person is allowed to kill him, even if it's not the Baal HaMamon. Umeis Bechol Misha Tadayachol HaMiso. So the Rambam says that's Lachadchila. The Ran says that's b'di'evet. Bishlama v'huka b'chol makom itzrach. I understand what the chiddush is to tell me that anybody could kill him. Saka that the chamina balabayis hu tekim le'ei de'ein adamam en atzbala mamono. The person is going to defend himself to the death for his money. Aval acher lo. But someone else, maybe not. Right? Kamash malon. No. Derodefu v'afilu acher nami. Again, that havamina maskana might also connect to our chakira. El of a mace, so fine, I understand why the chiddush is you have to say that anybody could kill him. El of mace, b'chol mishata yochol hamiso lamali, mei rotzeach nafka. You know it already from rotzeach, the Tanya, mosi masa malkei rotzeachu, ein li el hamisa hamurabo. O menai she'i ata yochol hamiso b'misa ksuba bo shadar rosh el hamiso b'chol mishata shadar yochol hamiso, tamal omar, mosi masa b'chol makom. We already had that earlier, so you know. But the Ran would say, you know, b'di'eved, right? If you compare it really to Ritzicha, then there is a type of misa that you should do lachadchila. So you already know that. So shani hasam damakra mos yumas. No, the pasuk says mos yumas. That's how you know that from rotzeach. V'nigmar mine. So why don't you extend it to here? We should davi rotzeach v'goal adam shnei ksuvin abank echad. V'choshnei ksuvin abank echad emalamtin. Because you know that both by rotzeach and goal adam, so you might not have extended it. That's why you need the makar here. Good. Tanur Rabbanan Machteres. Ein li ela Machteres. I only know mamish a tunnel. Gago chatzir v'karpifu minayin. How do I know if he's coming in from the top, from the yard, from the roof? Tamal Omar. Yimatzei haganav mikol makom. Imkei ma Tamal Omar Machteres. Why does it say Machteres? B'bnei sherov ganavim. We'll see him in Machteres. That's the normal, popular, common case. Tanya idach machteres, ein li ela machteres. Gago chatzir v'karpifu minayin. Tamal Omar. Yimatzei haganav mikol makom. Imkei ma Tamal Omar Machteres. Machtarto zuhi hasra aso. The machteres is his hasra'a. Meaning, what does machtarto zuhi hasra aso mean? Says Rashi. First wide line. She'ein sarech hasra acheres el hargo miyad. If he's in the tunnel, you'll have to kill him without any asra. To keep him to tarach umasar nafshi lachtor adait to tahachi asa. If he went so, he worked so hard to get make a tunnel to go under, that's when you're allowed to kill him, even without giving any hasra'a. But the other cases of Gago Chatzir of a Karpifo, you have to give hasra'a. Because he hasn't shown with his actions yet that he's all in. Aval nichnas la Chatzir of a Gago, derech ha-Pesach, eino hargo, acha yisra bo'edim, chazi dakim na ba'apa v'katilno l'acha, v'ze yekabal av hasra'a, and he's makabal hasra'a. So, machtarto zui asra also, if it's literally machteres. But the other cases that just have, let's say, the status of machteres, that requires a hasra. Period. Amarev huna, katan arodev, nitan latzi lebanafsho. Even a child is a rodev. If a child is coming to kill, then you're allowed to kill the child. Nitan latzi lebanafsho. Ksavar, rodev, what's the svar for Afuna? Rodev ain't sarah chasra, loshna katan. Because a rodev per se doesn't need, as we just said, machtarto zui asra also, doesn't need asra, doesn't matter who it is. There is a big discussion in the Achronim based on, there's a line in Rashi. Rashi in the fourth line, katan arodev, as katan acher lahargo. If a katan is being rodef after a katan, why does Rashi say that? Right? Even if he's running after a gadol, right? Why is that limited? So the Yad Ramah already says, and the other Magalit Seyan discusses, why is it limited? We're not going to get into it right now, but just to note that Rashi. Eser chizlar afuna, is it really true that you don't need asra, and even if a katan is a rodef? Again, the next line we could spend 5 hours on, but we don't have that time. But Yatza Rosho, this is the famous halacha of abortion, right? The Mishnah Masechta is Ahalas. Once the baby comes out, a nogin bo, then you're not allowed to kill the baby to save the mother. Lefish ein dochen nefesh, mipnei nefesh, because you don't kill one nefesh to save another nefesh. V'yamai rodefu, what do you mean? He's a rodef. Right, the baby's a rodef to the mother, so why can't you kill the baby when the baby comes out? Shani hasan demishmai karat fila. You're not allowed to kill the baby because it's not a rodef where he's choosing to be a rodef. Right, it's a rodef based on the natural way of the world, childbirth. And therefore, once the baby comes out, you cannot touch the baby. A big shaila is the way the Rambam formulates this Gemara. The Rambam in Hilchas Rutzicha, in Hilchas Rotzeach, in the first parak, says that when the baby is inside the mother, you're allowed to kill the baby, as we know. You're allowed to kill the baby if it endangers the mother. Why? Because the baby's a rodef. The Gemara says, Dafka, the baby is not a rodef in the normal sense. Right, and that's why you can't kill him when the baby comes out. The Rambam says, when the baby's inside, he is a rodef, because he's rodef hachar laharga. But once the head comes out, then you can't touch. And then the Rambam says, she'ein dochen nefesh bepre nefesh, v'zeo tibu shel olam. Right, that's the Rambam's formulation of our Gemara. But again, it's interesting that the Rambam uses the line of rodef in the case before the baby comes out. Again, a huge discussion that the Achronim have about this Gemara and about this Rambam. Just to keep in mind, one point, Tosfos earlier on Daf Nun Tes had the suffix of whether the heter to kill the baby before the baby comes out to save the mother applies to B'nai Noach also. We know abortion is usur, but if the baby's endangering the mother's life, then you have a chiyuv to kill the baby. B'nai Noach, chiyuv iser daraisa, chiyuv misa, even on ubrin, the Gemara said earlier. But did they have the heter to kill the baby to save the mother? That was Tosfos' suffix. Tosfos assumed yes. Nun Tes Man Aleph at the bottom. Name of Messiah, let's try to do a little more. Name of Messiah, one more line. Rodef, shayi rodef, achar chaber lahargo. If you have a rodef, amar lo, reish yisraelu, ben brisu, bator amar, shovich, dama, damba, damdam, yishafeich. Right? If somebody says, you know, don't do it, you know who you're going to kill. Amar, Torah, tell damo, shalzeh, bidamo, shalzeh. Go save, go, if you just scream at him, then you're allowed to save the person. Aye, there's no Kabbalah Sasra there. Right? I thought we just said you need to be Makabal Sasra. Answer, here, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's opinion, who says you don't need asra in general, if the person knows. The Tani Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Chaber in Tzorach Asra, Levish lo nidna asra, lahavchem in shogi lamezid. And therefore, he says you never need Kabbalah Asra in that case. But again, generally, otherwise, we hold that you do need. Tashma, Rodach, Rodavach, Rabbi Lahargo, Amar lo Roshi, Yisrael, Uben Brisu, Vatar Amar Shavi Dam Adam, Badam Dam Yishafech, Imamar, Yodea Anishu Kain, Pater. If he says, I know, Pater. Almanas Kain Aniose, Chayev. Only Amanas Kain Chayev, so it's a Kasha and Rafuna. Rafuna said, like the Katan case, you're allowed to. There's no Kabbalah Sasra there. Answer, Lo Tzricha, Dekoy Betray Ivri Dinara. No, that case is talking about something totally different. You're on the other side of a river. The Rotzeach and the Nirtzach are on the other side, and you're just trying to scream at the Rotzeach to try to get him not to murder. Delo Matzilat Zule. It's not a case of killing the Rodev without Asra. It's killing the Rodev after he does his act. That's what we're talking about. So, Ma'ika, to buy Asuye lebedina, bedina by Yasra. Right, he wants to give him Asra because he wants to bring him to court after he commits the murder. If you buy Yasema or Amlach Harafuna, Anad Amri Ketana, to Machteres, Damar Machteraso, Zui Asra also. Or maybe it's a Machlokas Tanoim. And Harafuna would say, I hold like the other opinion that you don't need Kabbalah Asra. It's automatic. Okay, again, there's a lot more here, but we'll have to stop at Hashem. We will continue.